The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Friday's racing on this edition. You'll hear it all from 1:50pm on Racing Radio. Mick Norton, Sean Quinn and Mark Slater will be your team in the studio. And a busy Friday in store as well. We have Musselburgh, Brighton and Lingfield in the afternoon. Haydock and Newmarket in the evening domestically. And a good car at Tipperary as well, featuring a couple of listed races. So plenty of racing to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton. And joining me in the studio to look ahead to the action, it's Chris Pimlott. How are you, Pimmers?
Very good afternoon to you, Mark. And, well, that little trio for tomorrow's William Hill Racing Radio,
yeah.
Mick Norton, Sean Quinn and Mark Slater, the good, the bad, the ugly, you put them whichever one you want.
Okay.
I know which one I think's the bad one.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure which is the good one. And all three, the ugly.
I'm sure they'll be delighted to hear that, Pimmers.
Indeed.
Yes. We're going to look ahead to Friday's racing, as I mentioned. We've got a couple of races at Musselburgh to go through and one at Newmarket as well. But a really busy day to look forward to. It's good racing on Friday. Before we do so, though, let's just talk about a little bit of the racing news. And the story on the front page of the Racing Post as we record this is the fact that Dawn Approach is primed for a Marwar clash with Intello. Now, Dawn Approach has been busy this year, and this coming just 11 days after his Sussex defeat, Pimmers, would you run him if it was yours?
Well, who are we to question Jim Bolger, you know, master trainer indeed, and they obviously feel the horse is in good order, they feel he's fit and well. It possibly was a tactical error last time when he got beat by Tornado, and they're obviously looking for some compensation. Again, I think, is it 2-2 now, 3-1, or what's the score with that Tornado and Dawn Approach?
2-1 to Dawn Approach.
2-1 to Dawn Approach, you see. So, you know, there's a long season ahead of them as well, but they obviously feel that the horse is in great form. They're going to take his chance, and I mean, goodness gracious me, it's a big, big race, lots of money on offer. And again, he'll go there as more likely the favourite, won't he?
Well, he's 7-4 joint favourite with us at the moment with Intello. Intello, the superstar French horse that won their derby. He's only lost once in his career. He's had six starts, and he was unlucky in running when finishing third in the French 2000 Guineas, I believe it was. So he's a very much up and coming runner. So it'd be interesting to see how those two get on with each other.
And he's on home turf, you know what I mean? He's playing at home, so to speak. You know, whereas obviously Dawn Approach making that journey across to France. But again, I can't see them running him if they weren't 100% certain that he was going to go there and do himself justice. And it's great that they're actually not wrapping him up in cotton wool, isn't it?
Mm.
You know, he's there to take his chance. Obviously, Tornado's taken a little bit of a break. He's had a few tough races of late as well, and Hannah's represented by Olympic Glory, who, to be fair, was very disappointing in the French 2000 Guineas when he was the favourite on that occasion. Didn't run well at all, but obviously he's had that break. He might come back the horse that they thought he was prior to that French Guineas, so he could be an interesting runner as well. It looks like Frankie Dettori is going to take the mount instead of Husey, because he's owned by Dettori's boss man now.
Yeah.
Can't think of his name. Sheikh
Altani.
That's the man. Yeah. So Dettori takes the mount. I would imagine you'll see Husey going to Windsor on Sunday.
Yes. Should be exciting. It's not as if they haven't done it before. They had the disappointing run in the Derby. Came out at Royal Ascot very quickly afterwards. And got the compensation that way.
He's obviously very tough. Great constitution, this horse. And as I say, Jim Bolger's not the type of guy that would be running him just for the sake of running.
No.
You know, he's going there thinking he's all guns firing, and he goes there with a mega big chance.
Mm. 7-4 joint favourites at the moment, so it'll be interesting to see how that market shapes up.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if we get a clear favourite on the day. Mm. I'd imagine more than likely the weight of the French money will put the French horse favourite on the day.
Yep. Okay. Any other news that you want to touch on, Pimmers? Anything else you're pressing you at the moment?
I mean, no, I think it's very quiet on the Western Front at the moment regarding the racing. The weather's been kind for racing recently regarding big crowds. Yep. Runners have dried up a little bit, but they always do at this time of year. So I don't think that's an issue, if you know what I mean. I think, if we look back, it's nearly par for the course. One or two statisticians are saying, yeah, the fields are a bit smaller, blah-de-blah-de-blah. But I think, in general, I think it's holding up very, very well. And I think, again, you know, this is the busiest time of year, isn't it? We're getting nearly five meetings every day.
Yeah.
So, you know, something they'll have to give a little bit, won't it? But in general, I think things are looking healthy.
Okay, and just to follow up on the story from yesterday, Kings Barnes did have his racecourse gallop at the Curra, and he will not go to the Whip Stakes on Sunday. They're going to keep working with him because obviously they don't feel he's quite ready yet. But it'd be interesting to see him when he comes back.
Exactly, it will indeed. And like you say, you know, they're not quite happy with him. They don't think he's where he wants to be at to go racing again. And so they're not going to go to war till they've really think he's 110% fit. And you know, that's interesting that they're more than likely taking him for another racecourse gallop to put him knife edge for his next proper racecourse.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll leave that there then, and we'll move on to Friday's racing because there's some good racing to look forward to. We've picked out a couple at Musselburgh and one at Newmarket, and the first of which at Musselburgh is their feature race. It's the Archerfield Cup, which is a handicap over a mile and six furlongs, a Class 2 handicap as well. Some decent performers in here. And we've got a couple of runners in good form, Omar Ladd and Hordy Wiest, both bidding for the hat-trick pummers.
They are indeed, yeah, interesting one. I was going to say number eight there rather than Hordy Wiest, but now you've said it for me. I know where I'm coming from. Yeah, he's been in good form, the Jim Goldie runner, hasn't he? He's won his last two in good form. Winner at Hamilton over a mile and five, beating Interior Minister a length and a quarter on that occasion. And he does seem to stay really well, this fella. So this trip of a mile and six will suit him. And as I say, he comes into the race on the back of two good runs. I think Omar Ladd's more interested in him, though, because he's had a little bit of a break since we last saw him. Put back-to-back wins together back there in May. He's had a bit of a break. Quinny's horses were just in a bit of a lull till last week, and now they've come back. They've had a few more winners again, starting to fire again. And I think, interesting, the cheap pieces applied for the first time as well tomorrow on the Michael O'Connell-ridden Omar Ladd. So I think he definitely goes there with a big, big chance. The other one that we can't leave out the equation is obviously Party Line. Visored for the first time for Mark Johnson. He's tough and consistent. He was third of seven behind Platinum at Catterick last time out. That was over a mile and six. It was a little bit slow to go, really. Had to come wide, then stayed on. And possibly on that occasion, Platinum got the first run on him. So there might be a little bit more to come from him. And as I say, a Mark Johnson horse, you cannot leave out the equation at any stage. And the old boy in the race, the 10-year-old Noble Allen, well, he's been running in some very competitive races of late. He was a little bit unlucky in running last time out when he was behind Tominator in the Newcastle Northumberland Plate. And he was 7th of 18 on that occasion, only beaten 4.5 lengths, so that was a real good run in defeat. If he can come back to that sort of form, then he goes in there with a big chance. You just feel that some of these more progressive younger horses might have the legs of the old 10-year-old when push comes to shove, but he's certainly a player as well, is Noble Allen. So eight of them heading to post. Great price, 16,172 to the winner, and the pin has fallen on Omar Ladd.
Okay, Omar Ladd for Pimmers there. Then just one more to touch on. I don't think we spoke about Tropical Beat, who hasn't been seen for the best part of a year now. Was with John Gosden and finished only a head behind Graham Wade when he was in. So Graham Wade when he was in such good form last season. He's since moved to David O'Meara, and we see improvement, don't we, when horses make the first run for David O'Meara. If he's anywhere near fit enough, do you think he could get involved as well?
He's a very, very good trainer, David O'Meara.
Yeah,
but can he improve on John Gosden?
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that.
Now, that might just take a little bit of doing. Yeah. If he can improve on John Gosden, he's not a very good trainer. He's a genius.
He certainly is. But anyway, all I was...
The absence won't be a hindrance to him. He'll be fit enough if good enough tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's for sure. But a stiff task, getting some talented rivals, giving weight all round.
Okay, so Omar Ladd in that one. We move on to the 3:30 at Musselburgh next, and this is a handicap, a Class 3 handicap over the extended 7 furlongs. We'll start here with Frog Hollow Pimmers for that man we've just been talking about, David O'Meara, and comes here in winning form.
Yeah, and not only is he coming in winning form, he won this race last year.
Yes.
David O'Meara, Danny Tudhope. They won it with Able Master last year. They're represented by Frog Hollow tomorrow. 14 days since we last saw him. He was a winner the last time we saw him. And again, it was a nice success at York. Now, York handicaps do take a bit of winning. He won it quite nicely, this fella, by 3 lengths. And again, he's got to be in the mix there tomorrow. Good performance last time out. Confidence will have been buoyed by that success because he knocked on that door, hadn't quite opened for him prior to that. Goes there with a massive chance tomorrow, Frog Hollow. In fact, he's sure to start favourite, and in my opinion, he'll be the one they've all got to beat.
Okay. He's the one that got beat, though. Who do you think could run him close in Pimmins?
Well, you've got Wannabe King, who's been in good form. This young boy, Jordan Nason's caught my eye, actually. He's pretty good value for his £7, this young fella. Getting the opportunities by Jeff Harker. And although he's got top weight, this Wannabe King, his £7 allowance will come in very useful. And this fella was in good form when he won last time out at Redcar in June, when he beat Orbit the Moon by half a length. So he's in good form, had a little bit of a break, and despite the burden of top weight, the £7 allowance by his apprentice rider Jordan Nason will help him.
Okay, so are you siding with Frog Hollow then?
Siding with Frog Hollow. Obviously, Al Gerandro is interesting, the Fahey runner that's been running well, defeated last time out but in good form. King Taurus, Ruth Carr's horses, again just coming back into form. She's very much a high and a low trainer. When they're in form, they're in form, and when they're out sort of thing. But they're back in form now. Whether many of her horses put back-to-back wins together remains to be seen. It's not a trait that I can sort of remember her horses doing too often, and that would be why I'd oppose King Taurus. And Kung Hui Fat Choi, well, he ran well in defeat last time out, but again, in this competitive race tomorrow, might be found wanting again.
Okay. Let's move on to the 750 at Newmarket then. This is the Thoroughbred Breeders Association EBF Stallion Fillies Handicap. It's a Class 3 handicap over a mile for the fillies. And it's a race where three-year-olds have a good record. And there's an informed three-year-old coming to this as well. Magic of Reality for Lady Cecil. Coming here chasing the hat-trick.
Yeah, she is indeed. She's been great form. She won a Salisbury's Fillies Handicap last time out when she beat Saucy Minx by a head. It was only a three-runner affair, but I remember watching that race. It was a cracker and fairly tactical as well. So, you know, might be a little bit better in a more truer run race tomorrow night. But, yeah, she is in good form. And as you quite rightly say, Mark, three-year-olds have a good record in it. But I'm going for a three-year-old, but not the filly in form.
Okay.
I'm going for great timing. Now, this filly didn't have the best of luck last time out. She finished 8th of 13 behind Ribbons at Goodwood. That was in a mile filly's race. But I think you can put a line through that, young fella. Put a line through that. Forgive her that disappointing run. She can bounce back tomorrow. Charlie Appleby's been in great form. Ryan Moore, Mr. No-Nonsense, very, very rarely makes a mistake. Moore, he's doing the steering. I think she's going to be value to money. Great timing tomorrow night. I don't know what price. Have we got it priced up?
Not yet, no.
Too early.
Too early.
Too early. Well, I'm going to go for great timing to beat off the other six fillies and land that first prize of £9,704.
Okay. Hopefully she'll be an each-way prize because she's entitled to be in the frame, isn't she? I mean,
yeah, but it's only seven. That's the...
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
Bit of a disappointing bit on it. You know, we've got to be first or second. But yeah, I could imagine her being a 6 or 7 to 1 shot.
Okay, good stuff.
But I think she's... A filly that's capable was just unlucky last time.
Okay. And Ryan Moore won't have ridden for in the Godolphin colours many times, will he? No, it's not something that happens very often.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. But don't you feel that's another little eye-catching move as well by the boys in blue?
I think it is, yeah. And they're flying at the moment, aren't they?
They're in great form, yeah. They're in great form. And again, it's good to see. We need the superpowers to be doing well because, you know, there's what is keeping the whole show afloat.
Mm.
So we do need them doing well. It's very important. Very important.
It is. Okay, let's have a summary then, Pimmins. Let's go through your three selections.
Well, let's go back up to Scotland. The Archerfield Cup run at 3 o'clock at Musselburgh tomorrow afternoon. The selection there is number 2, Omar Lad for Johnny Quinn and Mick O'Connell. We're then going for the Nairn's Oatcakes Handicap. Some of my favourites they are. And we're going to go for the very much in-form yard of David O'Meara's Frog Hollow in that 3:30 race at Musselburgh, and then we wait for the final leg of the Pimmers Patent. It's 7:50 at Newmarket, and the selection there is number 4, Great Timing.
Good work, Pimmers. Thank you very much. Enjoy it on Friday.
Will do.
Those are the selections in the Pimmer's Patent. Then you can follow those on Racing Radio on Friday from 1:50 p.m. with Mick Norton, Sean Quinn and Mark Slater in the studio. It's Musselburgh, Brighton and Lingfield in the afternoon, Haydock, Newmarket and Irish Racing from Tipperary. You'll hear it all on there. Thank you very much for listening to the William Hill Racing Podcast and enjoy Friday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.